The Jays back in action tonight. They're in Atlanta. Marcus Stroman on the mound. Jay Happ going to the All-Star game. A lot of buzz about the All-Star game voting. We talked about that yesterday. To chat about it, we're joined now by our MLB analyst. Here's Steve Phillips. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. I guess we'll begin with the All-Star game voting, where Blake Snell getting snubbed and not getting automatically voted in, even though he's having a spectacular season down in Tampa, and his teammate Chris Archer went off online about his numbers and his stats, has created a bit of a conversation about how the All-Star game voting should actually play out. If you could choose, is there an ideal way of picking these teams?
Well, I don't know there's an ideal way of picking them. If that were the case, I would just let some baseball analysts and baseball insiders do it, and I think we'd do a great job. No matter wherever you draw the line, there will be some who think they got stubbed. And you just hope to avoid the egregiousness. And a guy leading the American League in ERA seems to be an obvious candidate to make the All-Star team. And the fact that the system, whether it's the players' vote and then everybody having to be represented in the All-Star game, it forces your hand. So when the Tampa Bay Rays get Wilson Ramos in as a catcher, and then you start thinking, okay, we've got to get a Detroit Tiger in, we've got to get a Blue Jay in, it becomes a bit more problematic. So there were a couple misses. I mean, James Paxton not being in there after his no-hitter earlier this year and how well he's performed. There are a number of other guys. There's no perfect method. There will always be some problem with it. What should be better, though, is that the players should be better prepared to be able to vote. As we have heard that some of them say, hey, what's that guy's name on that team again? That's not good. That's not acceptable for somebody like that to vote. And they should vote closer in time to when the vote matters, right? To when it's going to be announced. The fact they voted 3 weeks before the votes were tallied and a team was picked just doesn't make any sense, because a lot can change in those 3 weeks. So, there are some things they can do to clean it up a little bit, but there will be no perfect system.
With Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst, we'll see if we can maybe get him on a bit of a better line. His phone all the time.
Is he a chronic phone guy?
It's always a problem. I just don't get it with
Steve. Where is he taking these calls? In a concrete vault?
He's a busy guy,
I guess.
Yeah, so we'll see if we can get them in a bit of a better spot. But that was my beef yesterday. I mean, I think it serves the players right. The players are so arrogant, and they're always chirping fans and media. You guys don't know anything. And the truth is, they don't know anything either. They really don't. They pay less attention than the diehard fans to what's happening outside of their own bubble.
There's some exceptions to that, but you're right. You can't. I spend a lot of my time going into locker rooms talking to athletes, and sometimes you're just shooting the breeze about the sport that they play. And there's very few of them that are conversant in the goings-on around the league. They know their own team, their own situation. They know their own numbers. But they don't know the wider league in general. Now, there's guys that do know, but they're very few and far between.
Mm-hmm. And they only count for one vote.
Right.
Right. We got Steve back. You got us, Steve?
I do. I sure do. Chris Archer made a suggestion that what they should do is, the player rep for each team should pick a handful of guys from every team to vote representing that club. And he would know which players are the ones, like Dave Talk mentioned, that know the league, that have a sense of what's going on, who's able to do what, and where they're going. And maybe that might better serve the overall voting process. I just think if the players want to vote, did they complain forever that the fans got it wrong? What we're saying about the players right now is what we forever said about the fans.
Right.
Well, the fans don't really study it. They don't know it. They don't know the players. Why should they vote? The players should vote. And now the players are being accused of the same things that they even were accusing the fans of. So maybe there's a way to narrow the number. The players can still have some input. But as I said, there's not a perfect method.
With Steve Phillips, Jay Happ is going to the All-Star game representing the Blue Jays, and it seems like there's a new report every single day. Is he going to go to the Yankees? Now people are saying the Cubs are going to get in on him. Do you see a perfect fit out there for Happ?
Not a perfect fit, because any team that needs an ace, he probably doesn't fit that team. It's the club that maybe needs some length and depth to the rotation where he could do that. But he fits a lot of teams that are out there. Like, everybody could use some pitching. The Cubs, I get it. If Darvish isn't right, they want to keep Montgomery in the bullpen. That Happ would be a nice sort of Montgomery-like guy that they had. But I could see Seattle. I could see Oakland jumping in on it. As the A's try to chase the Seattle Mariners, they won 17 of the last 21 games and they look like a team now that might make a push for a playoff spot. So I don't think there's a perfect fit. I'm just glad to hear there are teams still interested, because after his last two starts, where his ERA jumped, you know, almost a full run, I thought it was going to take another two or three recovery performances to get back on the radar for teams. So at least people are still interested. And it probably speaks more to the market than it does to Jay Happ.
So, Steve, we're coming up on the All-Star break. Always a good time to sort of take stock of the sport. And I'm wondering, where do you stand on this conversation around the quality of the game in general? Because there's been a lot of talk this year about how strikeouts are on record pace and pitching's too dominant and contact's too few and far between and just plays and balls in play are too far and few and far between. I mean, there's been a lot of talk that they should have a pitch clock, they should lower the mound, they should push the mound back, they should widen the strike zone. Of those ideas, are you in favor of any sort of intervention to get this game back on track?
You know, I'm not right now. I mean, look, we've got a lot of haves and have-nots because what we've seen is the complete rebuild has worked. And so it becomes, you know, this is a copycat league. So whatever is working for the teams that win is what people do. It's like when Mark Spitz won all the Olympic golds with the 7 gold medals back in, what, I don't know, 72, I think. And he was interviewed and they said, well, what was it that made you swim so fast? And he said, well, it was the mustache. Remember, he had that mustache. Well, the next year, the East Germans all came in with mustaches because they thought, well, heck, if it worked for him, let's try it for us. And that's the same thing in baseball, that whatever method works. So if it's power bats and on-base percentage, then let's go ahead and do that. If it's deep bullpens, let's go ahead and do that. And so everybody is copying. And so I don't know that there's room for an intervention. I don't take away shifts. I don't take away pitching changes. I don't lower the mound. I don't have the DH to both leagues. I think you just let it play itself out. And part of what we're going through is just people are studying the game differently. And at some point, we're going to see that some different style of play, some different method will lead to success. And we're going to see everybody chase that rabbit down the hole as well. So I don't know. The American League is going to be boring in the second half, but the playoffs are going to be absolutely out of this world. Right? We know the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Indians and the Astros are all in, and it's going to come down to what that second wild card looks like. But that playoff matchup is going to be phenomenal. The National League is going to have some great races. It'll be fun down the stretch. It'll have a good playoff, too. So it's a different year, but I don't know that it's a lesser year.
Thank you, Steve. We'll do it again soon, buddy.
Okay, you got it. My pleasure, guys.
There's Steve Phillips, our MLB analyst.